Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. Good to have you with me as we start a brand new month. I want to just believe that God's grace and favor is manifesting in your life, and I want to say thank you for it manifesting in mine. And I think that's how we ought to all approach it. Just thank Him. Don't try to figure out what you did. That's a sign that you think you earned it. Don't try to figure out how to keep it. That's a sign that you think you actually can. Just say thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for doing all that you're doing in my life. Thank you, Father, for manifesting your love in me. And then just receive more of it. It's just such an honor and a privilege to be one of His children. I want to start today with a quick report. It's not necessarily announcement day, but with a quick report of our recent trip to Canada. First of all, let me say happy Labor Day to all of my friends in the U.S. and Canada who are celebrating a holiday today. Many people getting the day off of work to relax and enjoy their family, and a lot of kids in much of the U.S. go back to school this week if they haven't already. Ours in Missouri actually have been in for a couple of weeks, been in school, but they get a free day off. So happy Labor Day. Enjoy your rest. For those of you that have to labor on Labor Day, thank you for laboring on Labor Day, I guess is the best way to say that. I'll give you a quick report on our trip. My wife and I were in Victoria, British Columbia for several days near the end of August for Grace Camp in Victoria with Jan Engel and Beverly Gulbranson, and had a phenomenal time with a couple hundred brothers and sisters in Christ, just rejoicing in God's goodness and His grace. We shared the words, I think, six times in about 3 days, and had a phenomenal time ministering into people's lives and then sitting around fellowshipping with people from all over Canada and the American Northwest, and just enjoying the goodness of God. So we are glad for that connection. We also are excited to say that we've been invited back to be the speakers at the 2015 Grace Camp in Victoria. So we're already marking our calendars for that exciting return. And we have some other things coming up. We'll tell you about those later in the month. We have a trip to the American South in October, and then we're going to the West Coast in November, so you can watch our website and check those things out. I want to talk about something that I mentioned this in Grace Camp. We had ministered the first night, and I told them what we would be speaking on, at least gave them a hint about the next day. And about half the camp seemed like came to me in private and said, "Oh, we're so excited to hear about this." The other half of the camp, I found out later, after I preached it, that they were a little nervous. And it wasn't just a reflection on that camp, but on the topic. And the topic is the Holy Spirit. I announced we're going to be ministering on the Holy Spirit and His role in our lives tomorrow. Half the camp came from Pentecostal charismatic background, so they were very excited to hear a grace preacher talking about the Holy Ghost. The other half of the camp, and this is, I say camp, but it's kind of typical for the grace community, did not come from a Pentecostal charismatic background, and they were a little worried. I even had one person say, "I was nervous that you were going to, teach us to bark like dogs or whatever," and that was their thought about what Pentecostalism might be. I'm going to introduce this today. For the next few days, we are going to speak on some of the things that the New Testament tells us about the Holy Spirit. But don't be nervous. If you're a Pentecostal charismatic background, don't think you got it figured out. And if you're not, don't be nervous. The Holy Spirit plays a beautiful, tremendous role in the life of the believer. And we'll break a few of those down. I'll say this as we close today. Without the Holy Spirit in our lives, the message of grace would do nothing except put us on an ocean of freedom with no idea where we're going or how to get there. But the Holy Spirit is our steerage. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.